At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That is the types of trees burning that I don't mind in Oregon.
And thankfully, they don't mind it in the NFL anymore either, it sounds like.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, they shouldn't. Anywhere in the country. But
no.
What they do care about in the NFL is where players are going. Who's getting money? Who's getting the bag? And we have a couple transactions to go over because the NFL offseason has officially begun. Like, it is the oven is heating up. Like, things are happening. Things are cooking. The biggest one, I would say, Chris Jones. He gets his bag. And Jordan, you had to inform me of how big this bag was. Because, yes, it was $95 million. But he gets a fully guaranteed $95 million to stay with the Kansas City Chiefs. And good on them to lock him up because he is clearly integral to that team. He was the most important part to that Super Bowl win. But man, a full guaranteed 95 mil for a defensive tackle, you just don't see it that often.
Yeah, the fourth most guaranteed money given to an active defensive player in the NFL right now. So this is, we're talking serious cash. He has the chance to get more than $96, $95 million, but that is the guaranteed amount. And I believe that is all coming to him in just the first 3 years of that five-year deal. So it shakes out to be a five-year, $95 million guarantee. And that, I mean, you're talking close to Aaron Donald money. And the Chiefs realize, guess what? We've got a couple of players that are going into free agency that basically saved Pat Mahomes and the lackluster offense during the regular season. They did not play great for 17 games. They didn't play like they did in the Super Bowl for the entire regular season on the offensive side of the ball. And obviously, Andy Reid's like, okay, if I don't re-sign these guys, we're going down quickly. And he's not done yet. They are so smart in Kansas City the way that they've built that team. And we were talking on Dirt and Sprague last week, like, hey, how do you stop the Chiefs? And it's, well, you got to try to sign one of these two guys. And the Chiefs just gave Chris Jones the bag to prevent that. And I'm a fan. And Chris Jones, my God, that dude, I feel like I love watching him as much as Aaron Donald because he just gets through that line every Sunday.
Yeah, he, again, was so integral to that Super Bowl win. I obviously watching the game, you see it, but then I remember like a few days after it, looking at some film from the game, someone breaking it down, and it was just, he just caused so many problems for that running game, and it just flustered the hell out of the 49ers. Like, it was,
yeah,
just
put two guys on him.
Yeah, it was, so he gets the bag. Now, the fourth most, you were saying, the most guaranteed for a defensive player, three players. All edge rushers. Nick Bosa, he's got his fully guaranteed at 122.5. His brother got the second most, and then Myles Garrett got $100 million in guaranteed contract there.
We've come a long way to just handing money to the Albert Haynesworth idiot-type players of the world that don't want to give this effort to finally figuring out who they should be giving the bag to. I am a big fan of this. I love it when guys that have earned it, especially in the NFL where there isn't a lot of guaranteed money, Joe, get their bag. And hopefully, not just the defensive tackles, but the running backs, the wide receivers, everybody like these quarterbacks are getting big bags, are getting guaranteed money because the NFL, that average career of 4 years, no, that should be guaranteed money over the NBA and MLB. I hate that about the NFL. So I love this.
Now, players have been fighting for that for a long time. And the number one player, according to ESPN, the number one free agent, rather, he stays home with the Chiefs. The next big move that we saw yesterday morning was the Cleveland Browns getting a bona fide number two receiver, and they get Jerry Jeudy from the Denver Broncos, who, like, how are we feeling about Jerry Jeudy at this point? Because when he's good, he's good, but man, he has some dropsies issues sometimes, and then sometimes it looks like he could disappear. Now, whether that was a Russ problem, a quarterback problem over the last few years before they even got Russ. Like, I mean, last year he had 54 catches for 758. 2022, he had 67 catches for 972. So I think everybody's just been waiting for him to pop, and whether this happens with the Browns is yet to be seen. But also, I don't know if Deshaun Watson gives you a lot of optimism, too. Like, that's
it's true. I hear you.
That's the one thing where I'm like, all right, well, that's great that they got Jerry Jeudy, but who's throwing the ball again? Because the last 2 years that I've seen, he kind of sucks as their quarterback. And I mean, granted, they had four quarterbacks last year, but they were able to get Amari Cooper the ball plenty of times last year. Joe Flacco, obviously, when he stepped in, he played great during the regular season, but Jerry Jeudy, I mean, and what was it? They gave up like a sixth and a seventh pick for him, I want to say. The Browns did. So, I mean, you know, those are players obviously in the draft, rookies that build out the roster, and a fifth and a sixth round, excuse me, went from the Browns to Denver for him. But Browns getting their number two receiver.
I like Jerry Jeudy going anywhere.
Only two touchdowns last year. Yeesh.
Well, I like anywhere but Denver for Jerry Jeudy simply because in his 4 years, what has he had? Like Drew Lock, Terry Bridgewater, and Russell Wilson, right? I mean, it's not as hard for wide receivers. You see them hopping around the NFL throughout their careers in all skill levels. I mean, from Jerry Rice down to guys that are maybe near the bottom tier, like you think Antoine Randall-El just filling out rosters back in the day. They can go, they can learn routes. That's not really a big deal. They can just slip into whatever offense. So Jerry Jeudy going to another team is great for him. Can he get a half-decent quarterback to throw him the ball, I think, is the question. Deshaun's been terrible, but maybe they'll offer some more consistency if they do decide to keep Joe Flacco there. So that's really, I hate the word consistency when it comes to sports for players' performance, but as far as the situation goes that he needs to be in, I feel like give the guy a chance to develop somewhere that's not a tumultuous ride every time you walk into the locker room. But can that be Cleveland? This season, maybe prove that it is a place that players want to go. I don't know, you get that look on your face, it makes me not so sure.
I'm just looking at some of these numbers. I mean, he has yet to clip 1,000 yards in his four seasons.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
His rookie year, and this, again, goes back to probably just being a quarterback issue, he was targeted 113 times and only got 52 receptions.
Okay, so that's partly him. As you said, he drops the ball a lot. But once again, that was Drew Locke and, like, Rippin. Who else was their quarterback throughout that season? They had a bunch of guys throwing him the ball. That was an inconsistent quarterback play throughout the year for sure. For the Denver Broncos, for the... I don't think Nathaniel Hackett was the coach yet. Was it still Fangio in 2020?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so this has just been, well, coaching move upon coaching move upon coaching move. So trying to get a new quarterback. You talk about the wide receivers easily learning a system wherever they go. Talk about new quarterbacks trying to learn that. Yeah, there's going to be some miscommunications no matter how good these guys are.
Yeah, it was Drew Locke. Don't forget about Jeff Driscoll. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because didn't he, like his daddy show up run. For the game? Yeah, he got some run. There was
he
a big
got some
deal
run there, yeah.
On ESPN SportsCenter about Jeff Driscoll one Sunday. I remember that.
If anything, the one thing that bodes well for Jerry Jeudy is being in the same wide receiver room as Amari Cooper, who is one of, if not the best route runner in the NFL.
And we're not talking about Jerry Jeudy being like a star, right? You said he's the perfect number two for Cleveland. And I agree, because they probably need an extra wide receiver. It's the best fit. If you get Nick Chubb back, and wherever you go with the quarterback, Joe Flacco or elsewhere, I hope it's not Deshaun Watson. But I mean, outside of like three free agents, who else are you going to, bring in Gardner Minshew? I don't know. That might be a better option for some Cleveland fans than Deshaun Watson. So if Jeudy can get somebody decent thrown to him for like two straight years, I think it's going to go good for him.
And David Njoku had a pretty solid year last year.
Yes,
as well.
Did.
As he seems like he's been in the league for 15 years, but isn't even like 30 or something like that.
He was one of my fantasy tight ends. I loved him at the end of the season. Was like, yes, score again, baby.
Dude, I remember earlier in the year when he had chemical burns or something on his fit. Do you remember that?
I do. Was it like, I don't know if it was a firework or if it was, yeah, like he was cooking and something happened. Ooh. And he came in with a mask.
And he is, like I said, I feel like David Njoku has been in the league for like 10 years and is still not even 30 years old. He's only 27. By the time he'll be 28 when the league starts. But like that dude is entering like peak physical form already, and I feel like he has been in the league forever. So,
and he injured himself in a bonfire, but obviously came back to play amazing the rest of the year. Maybe that bonfire was exactly what he needed. Obviously not seriously, but
it lit him on fire on the field.
It really did, because if you look at his performance before that happened,
he was burning defenses at that point.
More dad jokes. I love it. This is just, we'll just call this the dad joke hour with Joe and Schulte. My God.
And then a little bit move here, but relevant for this part of the country. Tyler Lockett staying in Seattle 2 years, $30 million, 13 of that guaranteed. What's interesting about Seattle, though, right now is Mike McDonald said the other day that he will not commit to Geno Smith as their starting quarterback just yet.
Yeah, first to address the Lockett move, I love that because that keeps his cap hit. They were going to take like a $26 or $27 million cap hit.
I love
hit
Tyler
for him.
Lockett. That dude is so damn consistent.
Exactly. Ditto. And to keep him in town, avoiding that cap hit, what it does, it gives a positive for the Seahawks to allow him to get a cheaper number on their cap. And it also gives a positive for Tyler Lockett giving him out of that deal. It was like 2 years, $34 million non-guaranteed. Now he gets $13 million guaranteed, plus the ability to make all of that $34 million with incentives. So good on the Seahawks here. And as far as the quarterback throwing to him, this is the situation that we thought, Joe, that Seattle was going to be in. This is why they signed Geno Smith to the deal that they did. Everybody, when they gave him that bag of 3 years, $75 million, everyone's initially like, okay, a good deal. But actually, it was an even better deal than the surface said for the Seahawks, because they were able to get out from Geno after just 1 year and $28 million. They've been awesome to Geno Smith. I think they guaranteed him $13 million earlier this month, or earlier in the month of February. And then if they hit a certain day by the end of March, they will have to take like another $20 million cap hit. And that will be the day that we will see them make a move by. It's interesting. There's quarterbacks on the market, but Geno's a good on the fence guy right now. And if you can't go into the draft and trade up, like, what are you doing if you're Seattle after you missed on Anthony, or you decided not to take Anthony Richardson last year, so you miss on that opportunity? You go defense, you go Smith and Jigba along with Witherspoon. I love those moves, but now it's time to use that draft capital to build at the quarterback position. So whether or not it's this year or next year, it's going to happen. And what does Schneider do? Essentially, he looks at this group coming out of the draft. He looks at next year's group that you kind of see predictions coming out of the draft, you're like, all right, who do I want to key in on now? And if they like somebody this year, that's what they're going to do, I think, simply put.
Well, we all know who the offensive coordinator is for the Seahawks now, Ryan Grubb.
Do we bring
the Seattle quarterback back to Seattle and Michael Penix? I think that would be really interesting if they drafted Michael Penix to see what happens there with the Seahawks.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.